You hear me and see me now? Think? No? Don't hear me? Still don't hear me? Now you hear me. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So yesterday's shiur was a very, very important shiur at the end about which way you face. So many shuls that we know about where the Aron Kodesh is not faced towards Eretz Yisrael. So many shuls. So I made a reference to the shul, both our shul for many years and the Yeshiva's base medish for many years, that faced north. I made a joke about becoming rich. It wasn't a joke, it's for a reference to the Gemara, Rabbi Basra, where the Gemara says, the road to Sheyachdim Yadrim, if you want to be smart, you face south, because the menorah is in the south. The road to Sheyashir Yatzpin, if you want to become rich, you face north, because the Mizbeach was the Shulchan was in the north. The Shulchan represents bread, represents wealth. So very often we face north. The question is that right to face north? Is really supposed to face Eretz Yisrael. So which is what you're supposed to do? So I think it's more important to face Eretz Yisrael than to face north. What if the Aron Kodesh is facing north? It says, if yesterday Shir came out of Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. It still would appear. Because Rashi says, no matter what, you got to face the Heichal. Even if you're going against the crowd, the crowd's facing this way, you're facing that way. Tosfos says, stay with Shir's. Rashi says, no. You all face the Heichal. That's in Moran Aflam, but everyone's facing everyone faced the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you were on two sides of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you were facing opposite directions. Didn't matter. You're facing the most important focal point of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? Both sides. There can be four different people davening. East, south, north, and west of Kodesh HaKadoshim. They're all facing in different directions. If you're east, you're facing west. If you're west, you're facing east. If you're north, you're facing south, you're facing north. Gvalch Abarishis. No, they're all facing Tel Talpios in the Gemara. So everyone's facing the central focal point, which is the base of English. So today in our shuls, the closest thing we have to the base of English is the Heichal. It's a Shitas Rashi. Okay, it's a Shitas Rashi. Tosis seems to argue with Rashi. What do we say? The question, which Rashi? Rashi in the Rif, Rashi in the Gemara? Let's put that aside. Right? But we call them Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And Tosfos seems to say, again, what I just told you is not mine. Tosfos is the Rosh of the Beferish. L'mez v'shtei v'shiyas, kem shikurim ho'chem p'neim k'negad ha'orim, sh'shem ha'ter v'nachas, and ha'flam ha'nam ha'nalf. Shoin. Okay? Where do you get the idea if to face the Oren? It comes from the Tosefta. Om p'neim k'lap be'akodesh, om l'tuchenim, and the Rambam quotes that. Tosfos is referring to a case, again, our Gemara is referring to everyone's facing west. That's what it says in the Tosefta, in Megillah. Shechina b'marav. However, there's a second shot in the Tosefta. She came with Tzina b'heichal she b'suach b'mizrach. Not the Shechina b'marav, some kind of... What do we say with the kids? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. Up, down, down, right, and left, kids are Shechina b'marav. What is that? It means in the particular case of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadosh was further west than the majority of the other areas, the Heichal, the Azor, etc., etc. And that's what it means in that particular case. According to the first trap, the Chorah, the Tosefta, Shkoloki Hilchasim. We pass him, we look towards Eretz Yisrael, we don't go to the west. Right? That's it. Who said so? The Sefer called the Rosh Tavorcha. It's a great Sefer I told you about. On page Ayin Zayin, he says so. That would be the Pshat, would be Shalok HaLacha. Okay? But, here's a new Pshat. According to Rashi, idea of facing the Heichal is more important than facing Marav, which was an independent din. And the Pashat Pshat of Rashi is even more important than the Daf Lamed din to face Eretz Yisrael. It's an often a Chibas Rambam says so. So Rashi and Rambam saying the Farish, it's more important to face the Heichal than to face Eretz Yisrael. So if you have this conundrum, what to do? It's the Farish, you got to face the Heichal, even if you're not facing Eretz Yisrael. It's arguable, he says, that Tosfos may agree. They have a separate din. You can't daven. towards the Heichal, what we call, if it's going to look like Shtei Rishiyos. Shtei Rishiyos? That's what Tosfos says. Don't worry about Shtei Rishiyos. That's the, right? Shtei Rishiyos, Sadudin. Other than that, they would agree it's more important to face the Heichal. But not Shtei Rishiyos. The way they understood Rashi, again, the person is in front of the, imagine, in front of the shul, he's facing the Kodesh, everyone's facing this way. Shtei Rishiyos, right? But it's not a question of Shtei Rishiyos. The whole Olam is going to face the same way. They might agree that facing the Heichal is more important than facing the Eretz Yisrael. And that's what I think the Minig Olam is. The Minig Olam is to face the Eretz Yisrael, no matter which, excuse me, to face the Heichal, no matter which way it is, north, south, east, west, it's more important. And Rashi clearly holds that way. And Tosfos might agree. Tosfos is only saying you shouldn't face the Heichal is not allowed, even though it's important then. It's going to look like Shtei Rishiyos. Toast of Russia doesn't look like Shtei Rishiyos, goes face Nechel. That's the Machlokas. That's what suggests there'll be a little bit by the Sefer Rosh Tavroch, but a little bit added on my own. My own? Fine. It's against the Mother Avraham. That's the problem. Till now, we're in great shape. We're against the Mother Avraham. Simen Sadi Dalit, Sivkot Megillah. And that's where the problems begin, if you will. But the Mother Avraham was the number one parish. You can't just dismiss him. Mogan Avram, ooh. Mogan Avram and Simon Sadi Dallas have gotten given rights as follows. Shulchan Aruch writes, you have to face Eretz Yisrael. L'chein kovo mahechel b'mizrach. V'afilu kovo hechel b'tzad acher, yispala l'mizrach. Knes ha'gdolo b'shem rash hakan. He says, no, it's more important to face Eretz Yisrael than to face the face of Mikdash. That's what it says. Wow. Wow. So the Prima God quotes this. In the after the form of Mizrach, he gives a bedarum. Val koponim lo lomarov, shia achori aham lehechel. Oh, no. That's the worst thing to face west. There's some major shuls here and some major auditoriums elsewhere face west. That's the worst. Because that's the worst. And we have to face Eretz Yisrael. They're back into them. That's a disaster. Okay, but even if it's a disaster, it seems that that's what has to be done. If you take a look in the Ber Heitev here, you can see a Ber Heitev in the Mishnah Berurah is also quoted. Here it's a Sivkot Gimel. Look what it says. Look carefully. Watch. Beis HaKnesses Shehemidu Ha'aron Tzadar Shalola Kulim Espal Neged Aron HaKodesh U'Tzadar Yochol espal tzad mizrach, af shekol akol espal negadoro, en kama shem yuar ala shem eva, yad al yo. U godo lechat shem cholik alo, rak espal tzad shem tzimah espal. They're all assuming, like the Mogan Avraham, that facing Israel is more important than facing the Heichal. If the whole oil was facing the Heichal, what do you do? So some say, forget the oil, do what's right. Others say, no, you can't go in so, it's like Shtei Rishiyos. You have to face whatever the other is facing. Two opinions in the Bar Heitev here in Sivkot and Gimel. Very, very important machlokes. Okay? Yes?
Is there no issue of...
I don't hear you.
Is there no issue of
Parashman Tzibut? Yes, that's bad. Shtei Rishiyos. That's worse than Parashman Tzibut. It's even worse. I would have said that it's Shtei Rishiyos. How can you do it? If everyone's facing south or north, how can you face east? Shtei Rishiyos, you know who makes a big deal out of Shtei Rishiyos? The Maharsha. Look at the Maharsha and also. He thinks he's really into this. And that should affect our din. Even though others make a mistake, according to them. So what? They make a mistake. Can't help it. Okay? Let's see. Here we go. Kol mispachar beis haknesses. It's in chedush ha'godus of all things. The pirush ha'tosel shel chashash ozul kevish mispal the ruach ha'chash mispal kol ha'am. That's what it goes. Rashi says, what do you mean nachori ha'am? Kama hu beis haknesses. It's in shul itself. It decides to dive into a different ruach yesh lachash lachach. It's in the ferish. The mashal, you can be in shul, and you dive into a different direction than the rest of the people. You are merzik yishtei rishuyas. Did you know? He said, you're right. And that's Rabbi Yonah says. So if it's according to Rabbi Yonah, if you're facing a different direction, it's not going to shtei rishuyas. Lula devreya? No. Besoch besach neses? Also yesh lovel shalkach. Also. So he's worried about shtei rishuyas? Yeah. I wrote to Shalachim Yadbin, Lahashi Yatzbin. No, that's only in a private home. But otherwise, you have to face what everyone else is facing. Or, the Tzadei Tzas. Just a little tiny bit of a turn, angle. But Mispala Hepach Shem Mispala Om, who Osir, called the Tosis. Osir. That means, so we think that Tosis is saying that what? It's more important to face Eretz Yisrael than to face the Heichol. That may be true, but more important than that is not to remember the Shtei Rishuyos. That's the critique of Rashi. So the quote of the Marsha is really you should follow the other, the God of Lechem, the Berhetiv, and do whatever the Shul is doing, even if they're wrong. No. So the question becomes, all the Mogen Avru do with our Sugya. We thought our Sugya was the proof, Bein the Rashi, maybe the Tosfos, that you got to face the Heichol. Maybe you'll say as follows. Our Gemara goes on the Omar is supposed to misspell the Marav. Why Marav? The Shin of a Marav? An abstraction. And diving into the Heichol is more important than the generality of Shin of a Marav. We don't pass the Shin of a Marav. We pass it to face Eretz Yisrael. That then is stronger than the Din. You have to dive towards the Heichol. And it's even Docha Shtei Rishuyos according to the first opinion. You don't follow the Mogen Avraham. You follow the Heichol, even if it's in the West. If you look at the Sefer Isha Yisrael, oh, all right, fight for the beautiful Sefer, Perichol Gimel Amad Zayin. That's the Minig, and that's what Chaim Kanievsky paskin. Always face the Heichol, no matter which way it is. Otherwise, it's a question of Shtei Rishuyos. You want to lean a little bit? Okay, fine. The Aruch HaShulchan and now a Siman suggests the following. He says that there's no machlokas between the Gemara and Rabbi Basra that you face west or north or south, right? And now Gemara and Aflam. No, it's a little tip towards Eretz Yisrael sufficient. That's it. Yechavan is the can never get Eretz Yisrael. You can never get exactly Eretz Yisrael. What I got to do? You need a compass. You have to go to a wedding. The guy says, "Put the compass is you go here, you go there, you go here." That's okay. With all the compass, and all everyone has a compass now. They're always confused. I should go this way. I've been at weddings recently. I should go here. I should go there. Can't get it precise in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you tip toward Eretz Yisrael is enough. Enough. So the Mama Babasu says, Shchina b'marav, and you want to be machkin. So mitzad that's dudi. Rashi says, a little bit mitzad dorom. A little bit to become smart. And Choshuva says, the b'din opponent Eretz Yisrael, it's enough to have a little bit to see the little toward Eretz Yisrael. So if the Heichol is either north or south, what do? You dive in towards the Heichol, little tippy-tippy-tip towards the east. That's just a fact. And as an aside, there's a beautiful mimer in Ori Yisrael, way back in Tammuz, not Tammuz Tov Shin Pei, Tammuz Tov Shin Samach Beis. He says, wait a minute. What's the shortest point between Riverdale and Yerushalayim? The shortest way as the crow flies. Crow flies, take a globe and take a string. Take a globe, take a string, and see what's the closest way to get as the crow or the El Al plane flies from Riverdale to Yerushalayim. Who knows? The North Circle route. Often El Al planes fly that way. They have a plane where they're going. Some they go straight across. You know, the way the map is faced, what we call Southern Europe. But many of them go Northern Europe, and then the wind, back and forth, the wind, whatever it may be. And then they publish their angles. In New York, it's true, it's mostly to the east. It's more east than it is north. In LA, okay, it's more north than east. Because if you're going from LA, you send it, science. You're much further to the west. So, the North Circle route goes much further to the north and to the east. That's not the Minig Olam, but okay. Yes? That's what I wanted to suggest. Now the Magen Avraham here in Sukkot Beis explains the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Mispal the ruach mishar ruchos yata pon of the sad Eretz Yisrael." What does it mean? Pirish b'mokam shemenhagam kach or shiyot. That's the meaning. The meaning is that they died into a different ruach. Why? Crazy people? No, they have the Aron Kodesh there. The mere fact that they have that indicates that really you should follow the face of the Aron Kodesh. Let me mispal the ruach mishar ruchos. What's a mini batos? What does it mean? So they say it's a toast. We don't find it's a toast. Maybe it's a taz to say they're doing it because they're doing it batos. But otherwise, it's not batos. But even if it is batos, it says you have to punish Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say you turn completely to Eretz Yisrael. So that's a right to the Aruch HaShulchan. That's how he explains. That's how the Magen Avraham explains. Okay? What it means, they're facing the Heichal. The Mishnah Brura, unfortunately, left this pshat out. In a different pshat. Yoshev al HaChamor. Yoshev al HaChamor, so you turn your face there. And I guess a donkey doesn't want to face east. So anti-Zionist donkey moves to the other side. And if you want the donkey refuse, you can't get a donkey to move. The donkey refuses to move. So you have no choice. So the donkey refuses to move. So your face faces there. It's wrong. But the Mishnah Brura left that out. Where are my Mishnah Brura's now? I thought I had them here before. There's one. There's the other. Come on. Too many boxes. I got it. So we have to see two Mishnah Brura's. So the Mishnah Brura over here in Siman Sadi Dalet that we're in, he doesn't quote the pshat we like. I feel very bad. Why did he quote the pshat? We like this pshat. For some reason, he didn't want to quote it. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Sadi Dalet, Sivkot Ches, discusses this question. Mispal Ruch Mishar Ruchos. What's the case? Kosher Rots or the Hak and or the Hashir, Rosh Lach Yadu and the Hashir Yatzpin. That's one case. Osher Rots or the Chamor. Yeah. What about our case? But one thing you see is that the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be correct. It's not the Bira Rav that understands it. And you just face, what is he saying? It's sad in front of it. It's sad in front of it. A little bit. You're mostly facing north or south. For what reason? You want to get rich, you want to get smart. Okay? Or you're on a chamor. What's wrong with the Magen Avraham's pshat? The pshat is, Mokon Shemel Hagen Kach. Oh, maybe not everyone to get rich. Like in Riverdale. Everyone to get rich. So that's why the whole shul faced the north. It's a long story. When the shul was first built, we moved to this property in the summer of 1975. 45 years ago. I said we should face east. Rabbi, we can't face east. It's impossible. It was a private house. It was really impossible. So we faced north for 40-something years. Now we're facing east. Guess they already accumulated enough money, now we can focus on Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we want to go on Aliyah now. I don't know. Whatever it may be. Do what we're able to do. So this is, he left out our favorite pshat, Mr. Brewer. I feel bad that he left it out. I mean, it would have been nice for him to quote that pshat, but Mr. Brewer must have had his reasons why he left that pshat out in Sivkot and Ches. But in the Sharat Siyan, Sharat Siyan, Sivkot and Yud Gimel, this is very, very important. Very important. He writes as follows. Based on the message in the Mishnah Brura end of Yud. Shavidu Aron Kodesh at Tadarim Ha'olam. Kula Mispal Negar Aron Kodesh. Everyone's facing Shavidu at Tadarim. Avshu Shalom Kehogen. Who can now be Sivkot and Test. Because the Sivkot and Test is you have to face Mizrach. And he thinks that Mizrach is more important. It's more important to face Mizrach. That's what he quotes over here from the Kness of God, the Magen Avraham. Afal Pikein, he says, if everyone's facing south, you face south. The fish. Is it Shalom Kedim? You have to follow the Tzidim. It's sad a little bit of misery. Who says so? You give him. Kacholev Shuvim Berhete, Magen Gibor, Chemucha of Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Beis. If everyone's facing south, you got to face south with a little tilt. Oh, a foolish. So, case is closed, right? Case is closed. We can argue about what the right thing to do is, but if they're doing, even when you're doing the wrong thing, you gotta fix, you gotta go with them. You have a question? Yes, sir.
How is it not like, how is it like
the Mogen Avraham? The Mogen Avraham says over here, Im Bispalo, Pirish B'mokum Shem Minhagim Kach. They're all facing south. So what do? You tilt your head a little bit to the east, where it's true, but not your whole body, because you gotta face where everyone else is facing, even if they're wrong. They're saying they're wrong. They should be facing Eretz Yisrael. That's more important than facing south to get smart and wealth to get rich. That's what's assuming. But even though if they're wrong, you got to follow them anyway. Otherwise, it's going to be Shtei Rishis. That's what I think. Oh, there's only one problem. Only one problem. Only one problem. Again, in those cases, you face a little towards Eretz Yisrael, right? No riot from them that you can face the Heichal if it's to the west. You can't face the west until east. I don't even. Houdini can't do that. You can't face west until east. I don't think it's possible. Okay? But now there's a Sira in Shtagura. Because the Bir Halacha, Simon Kuf Nun, the Mamasma Shahu, which I also see, it's exactly the opposite. Kuf Nun Shahu. I'll read you the words. Kuf Nun Shahu. Where are we? Shulchan Aruch says, you make the Heichal, the roof is falling Nendo, etc., etc. Fine. But Sarah Ian, that the Heichal is supposed to be, well, we taught David taught the Heichal. It comes with those sets, it's an important thing. But Sarah Ian, the Komish, the Neadoch, the Yevshon, the Shimponim, I mean the Mikosla of Israel, in Europe. Wait a second. Here he's not sure, but in Sinai he was sure, like the Magen Avraham, he's supposed to face Eretz Yisrael. Here he's not sure. A steerer. I don't know. If you ask me, we should really pass him, like the second side of Bir Halacha, to face the Heichal, because that's how Eretz Yisrael is not as important to facing the Heichal, as I said, to face a Rashi in the Tosfos to the east. And even if I'm wrong, if the Tzibur is facing the Heichal north or south, that's what you should do. However, it's a machloit, as we said before, in the Be'er Heitev, two different opinions, and those who follow the other opinion, you can do all they told. But it bothers everybody, it looks like Shnei Rishuyos. But okay, I'm just letting you know it's a machloit. We have only a few more minutes to go. I want to start the next sugya, Rav Osai. Questions first. Yes, raise your hand and talk loud.
So, in a place where there's no heichal and the people are facing the wrong direction,
tell them to face the right direction.
But I mean, like you keep telling them, no way.
You mean you're at a wedding?
Yeah, like one of those situations.
You're at a wedding, they face one direction. You don't know, they're trying to face the Eretz Yisrael, they just goofed it up.
So if there are places where
you can't be shterishers. You think it happens to be a lot. I think I know which way is east.
Right.
I have a good sense of direction. And these guys, they're wedding down from four different directions. So I will face whatever they do, I will do. But I'll tilt with their direction. I hope they don't face west. Then I'm in trouble. Yes, sir.
At the kotel, she wanted to reposition herself where
else. Oh, the kotel. Technically speaking, she shouldn't face the kotel at all. Because the kotel is a little bit further south, our part. If you go all the way in, Mokum Kodesh and Kodosh. There's a sign there. All the way in the tunnels. You know. That means if we're dabbling the Kodesh by Rami, we are south of the Mokum Kodesh and Kodosh. We should really dabbling at the Kodesh, tilted to our left. I haven't seen it. People dabbling the Kodesh, fair enough. To the left, okay? Yeah. Left? Okay, a little bit to the left. Okay, you're right. I can't see you. Yes, sir.
How do we say that the Magen Avraham...
I can't hear you.
How do we say that the Magen Avraham fit like Rashi?
Oh, the Magen Avraham seems to say, in the spell of Purish B'mokum Shemen Hagam Kach. That was their meaning. The Mishnah Berurah was an incorrect meaning. That you really should be facing Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael, because the next Gibel he says, "I feel the cover of Heichal b'tzad acher is spal the Mizra." So what are these guys? That's in Gibel. What's in base? They're doing it wrong. No, you gotta go along with it anyway. It's the Sharet Sinai's right. Follow? Well, put the Pesach and Gimel together. Okay? I wanna get. Yeah? Let's introduce the next Sugya. Tomorrow we're talking about Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is a very, very important topic. We're just gonna introduce it today with the Gemara on the Fidalis from the base. Just read the Gemara, we don't have too much time. And tomorrow we'll be going to Ian Rav. So the Sugya of Birchas HaTorah, I think there are 7 Shittas in Rishon. I don't think that's an exaggeration. How it works. Yud Aleph in the Beit, Rav Hosein. Says the Gemara like this. Omer Bira Mashmur. Hishkin Mishakis. Early to learn. Rav Hosein, by show of hands, how many people here get up early to learn before davening right now, sometime? Almost nobody. We have an 8:30 and no one's up before that. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, shh. I'm sure the people on the Zoom are all getting up early before davening. I'm sure. And my grandfather, Sefer, he said it's important to learn what they call in Yiddish, fartok, early in the morning. I have to tell you, when I was davening Vesikin, it was the best. You're davening Vesikin, you have 2 hours, and no one else wakes up. And no one else calls you. You have 2 hours to learn. The sun rose at 5:24. For weeks and weeks and weeks. So I was finished davening before 6. No one called before 8. I'm not sure the Machai. The Machai. It was great. Okay, but that's just nostalgia. Okay. Sarah, Ashla Kara Krishma, Sarah Lavarch. Mishakara Krishma, Sarah Lavarch. Shakanifta Biava Rabbo. Ooh, the famous thing of Abba Rabbo. The whole sugya is a total of 2 lines. 2 lines. You look at the Gimel. Gimel says to look at the Kosvila. We'll have to see tomorrow whether Rabbi really quotes it. Now there's another part of the Gemara. We're just going to do another part and have to stop in 2 minutes. But it's a very important part, which I think is a continuation, which we'll see in a minute. Omer Avuna, the Mikra Tzorah Lavarech, the Midrash Ein Tzorah Lavarech. We only make a Bracha Torah on Mikra, Tanakh. Rav Lozama, the Mikra, the Midrash Tzorah Lavarech, the Mishne Tzorah Lavarech. No, for Mikra and Midrash, yes, and then Mishne, no. Rav Yochanama, after Mishne Tzorah Lavarech. So you have to Mikra, Midrash, and Mishne. Aval the Talmud and Tzorah Lavarech. But for Talmud, you do not make a Bracha. So we have no understanding of what these 3 things are all about. It's not part of Torah. What? Medrash is the Torah. Mishnah is the Torah. It's hard to understand what it's all about. Okay, you don't really fully understand it. But let's go on. Keep going. The Rav Amar, Af the Talmud Tzorah, and here's the most unbelievable word, Lavzor Ulevar. Lachzor Lavarech, what's the word Lachzor doing there? The Marshal has it, that Slach and Rav Ranchberg cross it out. The Russians now has been told so fair. On the side it says, that's what we said before about the Sedav Rav and Torah Lachzor Lavarech. So anyone that want to take it out, but every one of our old Gersos and Shas Bavli has it. Has it. Has it. So it's hard to say that it's just a mistake. So we have to see tomorrow, is it a mistake? And if it's not a mistake, how do you explain it? It seems to be a non sequitur. Whether the Torah laughs or not, by Abba Rabba, that's an independent question. What to make a Birchas HaTorah on, Mikra, or also Medrash, or also Mishnah, or also Talmud, is another separate question. Why are you trying to tune together with that word laughs? Tune in tomorrow, meet Hashem, if you have enough time, we'll get through all the 7 Shittas. And I'll have an amazing, amazing shot in the Rambam based on this text of Lachzor Lavarech. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Thank you.
It doesn't have to put an old one, so you don't know.
It's hard to know.